It's time for Coach's Corner here at 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk Grinnell football with the head coach for the Grinnell Tigers, Brian Sauser. And Coach, your team finishes up 6-3 on the season, a tremendous improvement from going 3-6 a year ago. Give me your overall thoughts on this football team. Certainly disappointed you missed the playoffs, but still a lot of improvement in a lot of areas.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're excited about the improvement the kids made from start to finish, and, you know, not just from last year, but really where the program was even 2 years ago. So we're extremely proud of that part, but it's also very difficult to be, you know, one game from the playoffs and not quite get there. So, you know, on one hand, extremely proud of the kids and everything they've done in such a short amount of time. But on the other hand, we felt like we kind of had the playoffs within our grasp and didn't quite finish there. But, you know, it was a good season, definitely moving in the right direction. And obviously looking forward to the future, having, you know, a lot of kids back, a lot of returners and a lot of key spots certainly makes us excited about the future and overall where this program is headed.
Well, before we talk about that, let's talk about the seniors. And there were only five of them, which is not a lot for a football team. But they all five had a chance to play here with Chase Williams and Mads Knudsen and Parker Johnson, Logan Estelle, and Preston Dodd. And what can you say about your five seniors?
Well, even though it was a small group, it was an absolutely outstanding group of kids. And, you know, it's always special when all of your seniors get a chance to play in key spots. And, you know, that was certainly the case this year with, you know, Preston did an outstanding job. A kid was a JV player last year and was an anchor for us on defense throughout most of the year. Then had to step in and played a key role on tight end. And, you know, he's a kid who really, it's about finishing through your senior year and kind of having that patience and vision that eventually this is going to work out, you know, and it did for him. And, you know, we'll definitely miss Preston. And Chase is kind of another kid like Preston, had to pay his dues and was a JV player as a junior and then stepped in and was an extremely valuable part of our offensive line. Our offensive line was outstanding this year, and Chase was definitely a key part of that. And Logan Estelle, pound for pound, and maybe not even just pound for pound, but probably the toughest kid in our whole program. You know, I mean, outstanding tackler and just relentless in practice. You know, then we saw the same thing on Friday nights. And, you know, he's going to be a tough guy to replace on defense just because he was able to, you know, tackle so well, especially in the open field. And, again, just a great kid. And Parker Johnson played such a key role for us, both sides of the football. And, you know, he improved about as much as anybody in our whole program. And, you know, he kind of turned into the corner for us on defense that shut down the other team's top receivers and that type of thing. And then, you know, he did an outstanding job in the return game. Was a really, really valuable in terms of returning punts, which is tough to find kids who return punts. And then we had our foreign exchange student, Mads Knudsen, who, you know, new to Grinnell, new to America, you know, was such a popular kid among the team. And I think he had a tremendous experience and obviously ended up helping us out by stepping into the kicking role after Kyle went down. So great group of kids. You know, we're certainly going to miss not just their on-field contributions, but just outstanding locker room guys and program guys that, you know, we certainly want this program to be all about.
And I think all five of them had memorable moments on the field, and that's something special, like the 35-yard extra point by Knudsen did when he had to come in for Kyle Dillon. And, of course, yeah. That was just one of many moments. That was just one for him, but great. And, of course, the other four, of course, played all the time. And so fantastic. We wish all the seniors best of luck. So you got five seniors that graduate, and you'll have to find players to fill those roles. But a lot of – I mean, the core of this team – Coach, is juniors, and there's a lot of talent here coming back, and they were all motivated to try and get in the playoffs. Maybe they can use that motivation to get them motivated to come back next year, because this junior class, which will be seniors next year, there's loads of players in there, impact players for you.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. With 17 starters coming back, we're certainly excited, and, you know, the kids are extremely motivated to continue to build the program, working towards the playoff level, and hopefully, you know, not just a spot in the playoffs. You know, it'd be great to be able to do some things, but very similar to last year, you know, next year, and same is true for us as anybody else. You know, your next season is built from December through August, and so it'll certainly be a critical off season for us as well. But, you know, obviously we're excited about the the kids we have coming back, most of these kids will have 2 years of varsity experience under their belt, which is pretty unique to have, 14 three-year starters, basically. When we step out there next fall, we're 297 days from kickoff, so we have a long ways to go. But, obviously with, four of our starting offensive linemen coming back, three of the top five receivers in the district coming back, the top rusher in Class 3A coming back, and then our Dallas finished as the top quarterback in Class 3A, District 7 coming back. So, there's certainly a lot of pieces of the puzzle that are in here yet that, I think they all have very high goals for next season, and hopefully our work ethic matches what we did last off season. We can move closer to accomplishing many of those goals.
Without a doubt, the biggest story probably was Wyatt Hunter and what he did this year. Like you say, leading rusher in 3A, nearly 1,600 yards, one of the best seasons in Grinnell Tiger rushing history, 1,589 yards, 23 touchdowns, averaged 7.5 yards a carry. He also caught 2 touchdown passes, 15 total passes receiving. What was it about Hunter that he was able to take his game to another level this year?
Well, we knew he was a good player. Last year he had a good year, but I would be lying if I said that any of us predicted that, he would have the type of season that he had. It kind of took everybody by a little bit of surprise, week one when he went out against Mid Prairie and, nearly broke the school record. And, we saw a little glimpse of it at City High, on a play that officials said he was out of bounds. Even though it was just a preseason scrimmage, he took the handoff at City High and, got to the edge, and none of the kids from City could catch him. So we're like, holy cow, that was a little bit surprising. But probably the biggest thing that made him unique was the fact that, he could run through kids, and he ran around kids. He had great vision. And once he got in the open field, people could not catch him. So, he's really a unique type of running back, being almost 200 pounds. For a kid to gain 20 pounds of strength and to increase his speed was really a unique offseason that he had. And obviously the expectations for him are sky high next year. He's, definitely one of the top players in the state of Iowa of any class returning.
Without a doubt. And of course, the other thing is we've seen so much growth from Dallas Sauzer at quarterback. Your kid, he's a freshman. That's a double whammy. That's a lot of pressure to put on a kid. And he responded with a big year, 1,700 yards passing, 15 touchdowns, only 5 picks on the year. Where did you feel like he grew the most in the starting role at quarterback?
The one stat that doesn't show up in any stat lines because we don't talk about that much is also the fact that I think he had 245 pass attempts, whatever it was, and was only sacked twice the whole season. So, our offensive line did a great job, and Dallas also did a really good job of getting rid of the ball quickly, but making good decisions along with that. He continued to grow throughout the course of the year. His strength is the short, quick passing game. I thought as the year went on, he continued to see the field more and more. Last week's game against Powell, there were some little things that he was seeing out there, like he was recognizing blitzes that were coming, and he would just decide whether or not he wanted to protect it because he wanted to have a hot route to throw to, and just his overall view of the entire field improved drastically as the year went on. He's like a lot of kids. He puts too much pressure on himself at times, but I thought as the year went on, the game started to really slow down for him, and the reality was I thought he played really well at the end of the year. The South Tama game was, he only played 2.5 quarters. That was definitely probably the best he had played all year. And then, Pella had a rough start, but he didn't let it rattle him, and he came back and played a pretty good game. So, I think his composure improved throughout the year. I think he got more accustomed to playing quarterback. And just his overall vision of the field and understanding defenses was good at the beginning of the year, but that continues to improve and will certainly help him moving forward.
It would have been fun to see would have been interesting to see what your team would have done if you had Kyle Dillon and Dodge Sauzer in that last game against Pella. Certainly losing Kyle when you did, and you were still able to withstand that with some big wins, but then Dodge going down against South Tama, so you had neither of those two guys, and Kyle really emerged as a playmaker on offense in addition to his kicking and his solid defensive play. And of course, Dodge is one of the leaders of the team at lineman. And even though the stats don't do him justice, the tackle stats and so forth, because he tended to gobble up a lot of other offensive linemen on defense and allowed other guys to make plays. And of course, there are no stats for offensive linemen. But I'm sure you're going to probably ask yourself that question a lot: what we could have done against Pella with those two guys in the lineup.
Well, there's no doubt about that. You know, Kyle was really coming into his own as a receiver, kicker, linebacker. You know, his last game, you know, him and Dallas had really developed a nice chemistry in the second half. It was kind of keeping us in the game a little bit down at Oskaloosa, which turned out to be a massive game, obviously, as the year unfolded. So to have him in there as an extra receiver and, you know, in all three phases of the game, Kyle was such an impact, still leading the district in touchbacks, even though he played half the year with 18 touchbacks, and just the field position that he was able to create was huge. And with Dodge, it's kind of an empty feeling. I mean, no, there's no stats for offensive linemen, but the reality was, you know, we changed our whole run scheme schematically on what we were going to do this year. And, you know, the play that we ran over and over again, you know, just dart right and dart left. You know, when we ran it to Dodge's side, he would always take care of his defensive end and usually open a hole up that was nice to run through. And then we used him to pull, you know, a ton when we ran left. So, I mean, to not have him in the game was huge. You know, and one of the other things that happened during the year was when we moved Dodge to defensive end, that kind of solidified a lot of things for us as well on that side of the ball, just compressing the line of scrimmage. So, you know, it requires a little bit of luck in football, and injuries are certainly part of that. You know, you look at a team like Pella, who was without Downs, you know, for several games throughout the year. You know, they get him back to healthy, and, you know, we have a couple of guys who are key guys for us go down. So, you know, to play Pella at full strength, you know, can't play a game of prediction, but I think it certainly would have had a significant impact to have Kyle and Dodge in there. There's no doubt about that.
You know, we talked a lot about all these guys, and we could be here from here until next Tuesday and talking about guys. But there was one guy that everybody kept talking to me about, and that's Richard Toe. this kid is still raw. He's still new to the game. He's still learning how to play the game of football. But, just his speed is so tremendous that he just stands up and takes notice. Is this a kid that you can, with a full off season and maybe some more coaching and teaching and everything like that, could make your offense, your football team, even more explosive? Is he kind of the one to watch to see what he could do in the backfield or receiver or find a way to get him on the field? Because I know there's only one football out there.
No, there is. And, you know, Richard's certainly a unique athlete, that's for sure. He is somewhat new to the game and a little bit raw, but, you know, he picked it up pretty quickly. And, you know, he's we certainly expect him to have a significant role next year, you know, whether that's in the backfield or split out, you know, because the reality is we need to have another speed guy at receiver, you know, take some pressure off Cole, for example, and that type of thing. But, you know, having a kid with Richard's speed, I mean, he's without a doubt the fastest kid in our entire program. So we will definitely be finding different ways to get Richard involved in the offense, because he's certainly a weapon. You know, anybody that can, you know, take it and outrun an entire defense, snap your fingers as somebody to deal with. And the other thing about Richard is he's not just a straight line fast guy. He's got great vision and timing, and he's tough. I mean, he had a lot of broken tackles, you know, in the JV games and 9-10 games that he broke away from people. So, yeah, I'm really excited to see what Richard's going to be able to do. I mean, he could certainly be a major factor for us next year.
So, there's a lot of other players. I mean, Cole McGriff, you mentioned, big on the kickoff return game. Owen Kaufman, only 18 catches. You almost wish you could have gotten him more involved. We say it here and look at the stats at the end of the season. A.J. Wilkins had another fine season, 24 catches. There's a lot of pieces. Mateus Durr showed so much growth on the offensive line, and really when you put him in the middle, a defensive tackle, he started to come into his own. You know, again, when you say 17 starters, Trey Goldman was good on both sides of the ball. I probably am missing somebody. The core of this team is just, it's got to be exciting for you to try and with all these guys coming back next year to see what they can do.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. It's extremely exciting. I mean, you know, we're still extremely disappointed to be done because we felt like we were playing some of our best ball at the end of the year. But, you know, the reality is when we got together last week because the kids were ready to jump right back into working out and that type of thing. And it's weird when you kind of start a new off season and most of your faces are the same. You know, that's not normally the case. So, you know, like we already talked about, like, we're certainly going to miss the seniors that played for us, but it's just I don't know, it's a whole different feeling having all these kids coming back, and you can tell there's just a buzz and excitement within the kids. And you know, like when you start winning and you get close to those playoffs, then all those kids get a chance to come back. I mean, it's amazing what a springboard that can be into your off season. But yeah, from my standpoint as a coach, you know, I get to coach all these kids you know, another round. I get to coach both my boys again for one more year. You know, it's just it's going to be a lot of fun this off season because we're also dealing with so many kids who know now exactly how we want to do things. We're not going into an off season where we feel like we got to kind of, you know, establish things and that type of stuff. Now we can kind of just continue to build off all the principles and the work ethic that's in place, and you know, our kids seem to really embrace what we do. So it's fun and exciting to be a coach with these guys.
Well, it was a fun and exciting season, and back over 500 for the first time in a while, about 5 years. So, Coach, let's hope it goes your way again next year. Really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season here on Coach's Corners and during games. And best of luck in the offseason. We'll be seeing you at a Tiger sporting event. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thanks for all the coverage, Chris.
Ryan Salzer, head coach for Grinnell Tiger football, with us here on 1410 KGRN.